I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, August 30th. What to know about a powerful and deadly hurricane that slammed into the U.S. over the weekend and is still taking its toll. Also, just days before the deadline to get American troops out of Afghanistan, the U.S. strikes back against ISIS, possibly preventing more attacks. We'll explain. Plus, expect changes to your flight if you've booked with one particular airline, which big names you will and won't see at this year's U.S. Open, and a new way to pay coming to Amazon. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. One of the most powerful storms to ever hit the U.S. made landfall over the weekend. Hurricane Ida directly hit Port Fourchon, Louisiana, with 150-mile-an-hour winds, flooding rain, and life-threatening storm surges that were more than 7 feet above normal. The storm ripped the roofs off homes, businesses, and at least one hospital. It snapped trees and power lines, flooded streets, and left more than a million electricity customers in the dark. In fact, the entire city of New Orleans lost power. The winds were so strong, they reversed the flow of the Mississippi River near New Orleans, something the U.S. Geological Survey calls extremely uncommon. Only four stronger storms in history have ever hit the mainland U.S., and as of early this morning, Hurricane Ida has weakened a little, but it is still packing hurricane strength as it moves inland. Tornado watches have also been issued for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. For a lot of people, this is all too familiar. Ida hit on the exact same date as the historically devastating Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago. Ida came ashore about 45 miles west of where Katrina first struck land, but the area was more prepared this time. Since Katrina hit, newer, stronger, more sophisticated levees were built to hold back storms like this. And it seems they've been able to hold up this time, much better than the ones that failed following Katrina. More than 1,800 people died after Katrina. This time, it's too early to know what the human toll may be. Hundreds of thousands of people evacuated ahead of Hurricane Ida, but not everyone got out. So there are 21 search and rescue teams from about 15 different states ready to find survivors as soon as this storm calms down. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, also sent in more than 2,000 emergency workers, hundreds of extra ambulances, and millions of meals and liters of water. We should also get a better idea of the overall damage once the sun comes up today. The United States has started to retaliate against the terror group ISIS for last week's deadly attack in Afghanistan. And American officials say the U.S. has also been able to prevent future attacks from happening. Early this morning, the U.S. military shot down 5 rockets aimed at the Kabul airport. There were no immediate reports of any injuries or deaths. And for now, the airport is still open. The U.S. military has also been sending drones to strike ISIS. The last one blew up a vehicle that was apparently carrying multiple suicide bombers before they could again attack Kabul's airport. Unfortunately, though, Afghan officials say the strike did cause explosives inside the vehicle to go off, and they ended up killing as many as 9 civilians, including children, who were nearby. Earlier, the U.S. conducted a different drone strike in Afghanistan. Military leaders say that one killed 2 high-profile ISIS targets and hurt another one who were involved in planning attacks against Americans. Remember, 13 American troops and as many as 170 Afghan civilians were killed in last week's attack at Kabul's airport. The fallen service members returned to the U.S. in flag-draped caskets yesterday. All but one of them were in their early 20s. President Biden met with their families over the weekend. The rest of the American troops in Afghanistan are still scheduled to leave tomorrow, but the evacuations there will likely not be finished by that time. As many as 250 Americans who want to leave Afghanistan are still there, along with tens of thousands of American allies. That said, the State Department released a statement saying the U.S. and other countries will make sure the airport functions normally, even after it's in Taliban control. Nearly 100 countries signed it, as well as NATO and the European Union. It says the Taliban has promised that people with travel documents will still be able to leave the country. So far, more than a dozen countries have evacuated 240,000 people out of Afghanistan since the Taliban took control of the country. There's some new evidence. The Delta variant of COVID-19 is not only more contagious, but also more severe. A new large peer-reviewed study out of England found people infected with Delta are twice as likely to end up in the hospital as those who get the Alpha variant. Now, Alpha is the one that first popped up in the UK last year, and it was already found to cause more severe illness than the original strain. In this latest study, researchers followed more than 43,000 COVID-19 patients from late March to late May. They found some get infected with Alpha and some with Delta. But those who got Delta were admitted to the hospital more often. They also tended to be younger on average. The Delta variant now accounts for nearly 99% of all new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. The good news is the CDC says the vaccines on the market still have good protection against all variants of COVID-19 circulating right now. Though the issue is children younger than 12 still are not eligible to get vaccinated. And they're now at higher risk of being infected than any other time in the pandemic. Now, keep in mind, most children who get sick still have only mild symptoms. But some do get severe cases, and children's hospitals in parts of the country are overflowing. Now, the Children's Hospital Association is asking the Biden administration for more support. It wants the federal government to step in and offer emergency assistance and funding to support children's hospital staff. So far, no response from the White House. A new CDC report is causing more debate about vaccine mandates for educators. It found one teacher in California caused an outbreak. She was not vaccinated and showed up to her elementary school classroom while she had COVID-19 symptoms like a cough, fever, and headache. At one point, she read to the children without wearing a mask. And half of the students ended up getting infected with COVID-19, mostly those who sat in the front of the class. Some of their family members also got sick. That said, the CDC says the outbreak was limited, mostly because they all lived in an area where most adults were vaccinated, so everyone survived. Still, the CDC says this example supports its recommendations for universal masking in schools, routine testing, and ventilation. It also reminded people that anytime you have symptoms or know you're infected with COVID-19, you should stay home. Now, when it comes to vaccine mandates, Washington became the first state to say all educators must be vaccinated or be fired. Other states, like California and New Jersey, say teachers either need to get vaccinated or be regularly tested for COVID-19. And then there are states that ban any kind of mandate, like Texas, Georgia, and Arizona. Some leaders of those states say school districts cannot discriminate against unvaccinated staff and that each person has a right to decide for themselves whether to get vaccinated. Either way, the White House says almost 90% of educators and staff in the U.S. are already vaccinated. All right, we have more news coming up, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. Looking to build healthier habits in your life? You can get compassionate accountability and the wisdom you need right at your fingertips with Noom. And you're getting expert help. Noom's program is based on research using a cognitive behavioral approach that helps you unlearn bad habits. In fact, Noom has now published more than 25 peer-reviewed scientific journal articles about the science that goes into their approach. Also, their team of behavioral health experts has PhDs and master's degrees in fields like psychology, integrative medicine, and neuroscience. All of that said, Noom works to keep it simple for you, to make it empowering and not stress-inducing. And that's why you really only need a daily 10-minute check-in, and you know we love a 10-minute time frame here at The Newsworthy. Plus, while the program is based on research, Noom also makes your program customized for your situation and lifestyle. Perhaps that's why 80% of Noom users finish the program. So sign up for your trial and get psychology-based support and motivation to reach your goals at Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up for your trial at N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. If you booked a flight with Southwest Airlines this fall, you may have to reschedule if you haven't already. The airline says it's cutting dozens of daily flights over the next couple of months. In September, at least 27 flights a day are getting canceled. In October through early November, about 162 flights will be chopped each day. Southwest says it's reaching out to ticket holders with updated travel information. The airline has had to delay or cancel a lot of flights this summer, in large part because of staffing shortages. Southwest says it's hiring aggressively and is especially focused on hiring more pilots. Iconic Hollywood actor Ed Asner passed away over the weekend. His family says he died peacefully of natural causes at 91 years old. Asner is best known for his award-winning performance as Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and then on his own spinoff, also called Lou Grant. But over his 6 decades in the business, Asner had more than 400 acting credits. Younger audiences got to know him in more recent years. He played the role of Santa Claus in the movie Elf. Asner was also the voice of the main character in the animated Pixar hit Up. Tennis fans are gearing up for the last Grand Slam tournament of the year. The U.S. Open begins in Queens, New York this morning. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic is hoping to become the first man in more than 50 years to win all 4 Grand Slams in a single season. If he wins, he'll also break the record for most Grand Slam singles ever won by a man. Djokovic is tied with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal at 20 apiece, but they're both hurt, so neither of them are competing in the tournament. As for the women, Naomi Osaka is looking to defend her title. She won the U.S. Open last year and in 2018 when she beat Serena Williams. Both Serena and Venus Williams are out with injuries. Ash Barty is also a top contender, though. She won Wimbledon, and she's now considered the top women's tennis player in the world. Today, astronauts on the International Space Station are expecting to get a unique batch of supplies, experiments, and fresh food. A SpaceX rocket blasted more than 4,800 pounds of items up into space yesterday. They include foods like avocados, lemons, onions, and even ice cream. There's also 3 experiments from the Girl Scouts. One will look at how ants work in weightlessness. Another will study how tomatoes, peppers, and lemongrass grow in space. And the third will look into whether brine shrimp can be raised in microgravity. If so, that might be a source of protein for future astronauts on long flights. More experiments are on board, too, to study eyesight problems, bone issues, and more. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. And today, we're talking about a new way to pay with Amazon. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. I'm a first-time parent, and at times, it can be challenging. In fact, any big transition period in our lives can feel really stressful. But the reality is, we don't have to go through those more intense seasons of life alone. BetterHelp pairs you with a licensed professional counselor who you can message anytime, 24/7, and get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule video or phone sessions as well. Yes, you can connect through text, phone, video, or all 3, whatever helps you feel most supported. And of course, anything you share with your BetterHelp therapist is completely confidential. One BetterHelp user wrote that her therapist never made her feel judged and, quote, gave me perspective in an empathetic way that really helped me both process what I went through and gave me the validation I needed to move forward. So whatever your situation, I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now back to Money Monday. Amazon is the latest retailer to offer a buy now, pay later option. The retail giant is partnering with a company called Affirm. Affirm lets customers make monthly payments. It may charge interest, but says there are no late or hidden fees. Affirm already works with thousands of businesses, including Walmart and the Expedia Group. Amazon is testing this payment alternative with select customers right now and says it'll be more widely available in the coming months, only for purchases worth more than $50. The only exceptions will be Whole Foods or Amazon Fresh. The buy now, pay later momentum has been picking up steam lately, especially as younger people have apparently been hesitant about taking on traditional credit card debt. Earlier this month, for example, Square bought a firm competitor, Afterpay, for $29 billion. Companies like PayPal, MasterCard, and JPMorgan Chase offer similar buy now, pay later products. And Apple is reportedly working with Goldman Sachs to launch its own system for installment payments. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.